بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه: ولكن تعامهم ذلك الجشاء كرشح المسك، يلهمون التسبيح والتكبير كما يلهمون النفس. The hadith that we were reading, the first hadith with the description of Jannat, yeah, that the people of Jannat will definitely be eating there. But in fact, in spite of that, they won't defecate, they won't have to go to toilet, there will be no mucus coming out from their noses, they won't have to blow their noses, and neither will they urinate. All those things they will be absolved of, in spite of the fact that they will be eating. So how will that food get digested? The further explanation is given: وَلَكِنْ تَعَامُهُمْ ذَلِكَ جُشَاءٌ. But the food that they have eaten, it will be released. It will be, they will, whatever the effects of it that has to come out will be like one burp. And that burp also that they will take, karashil mist, it will be like with the fragrance of musk. Yes, sometimes when we take a burp, then especially the person next to one, that person gets that terrible smell of that burp. Especially it happens in the month of Ramadan, when we make iftari and we eat of various things already, when we're breaking our roza, opening our roza, and then we stand up for namaz, and we take a burp, we don't get that smell, but the person next to us gets that terrible smell of that burp. So that is the food of this dunya. But in Jannat, that the food, all that food will be digested just with a burp, and that will be also with the fragrance of musk. It will be very, very enjoyable, that fragrance of it. And it will spread on the body of a person, as though a person has put perfume on himself. In that way, it will spread on his body, and so in this way, whatever has to come out will come out in that way. And not only that, but the people of Jannat, further they are described, yulhamun at-tasbih wa takbir. They will be inspired to read tasbih, subhanallah and and Allahu Akbar all the time. And this will be natural for them, kama yulhamun an-nafas. Just as in this world a person is just by nature, he is inspired that he breathes. A child, as soon as it's born, it doesn't learn, doesn't have to go to a school, madrasa, to learn how to breathe. It is just automatic that it breathes. Like that in Jannat, the natural, like the breath of a person, will just be subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. And they won't have to be, it won't be a responsibility and a duty on them. Like, yeah, we have to read tasbih, we have to make namaz, it's a duty upon us. But in Jannat, there is no duty. People will be freed of all their duties. There is no faraz of namaz, no faraz of roza, no faraz of zakat. It just be by nature. Just like, yeah, by nature we breathe. And we don't even think of it, we are breathing. And mashallah, there are those people in this world who have been trained and geared up to such a way that every breath they are also reading tasbih all the time. So yeah, in this world we see such examples. In Jannat, when they will have the complete comprehension and the complete marifat, recognition of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, so they naturally they will be reading subhanallah, that oh Allah, you are completely pure and free of any and every defect. They will realize it to its perfection. And a person who makes that effort in this world to recognize Allah Ta'ala, then naturally subhanallah comes on his tongue also. And in that subhanallah, it is not an empty subhanallah, like an empty capsule without any medicine. But according to the effort a person made to recognize Allah and realize that Allah, you don't sleep, there is no old age on you, you never get a flu, nothing whatsoever, any other type of evil is out of the question. In fact, it is disrespect to talk about it with regard to Allah Ta'ala. But there is no weakness in Allah Ta'ala. Allah never feels sleepy, never feels tired. Allah Ta'ala feeds the entire creation all the time and doesn't eat one bit himself. Allah gives the entire creation sweet sleeps, but he doesn't sleep one moment himself. When a person will understand this in this world, then also subhanallah just comes out naturally. And the people of Jannah, they will realize it there. And then so subhanallah will be coming out. And takbir, Allahu Akbar, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. When they will see it with their eyes, how great Allah Ta'ala is. He is the absolute. And Allah's greatness is in everything. He is so great in His forgiveness also that we cannot imagine. Allah is so great in His showing love and compassion that we cannot imagine. Allah Ta'ala is in everything great. If He takes to task a person, then He is very great in that also. And we won't know what happened to us if Allah has to take us to task. May in His mercy and His greatness, may Allah protect us that He takes us to task. So Allah, so the people of Jannah will have this great, great enjoyment. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah Ali says that the breathing of a person has been compared to the tasbih and takbir that a person will express in Jannah. And the reason for that is, as a person's breath is natural, there his tasbih, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, will be also natural. And a person might wonder also, as unfortunately some people who do not understand a bit of reality, they say, na'uzubillah, na'uzubillah, that they would prefer to go to Jahannam. That their lifestyle they want to lead, that those people will be in Jahannam. How far from the lowest level of reality are we not? And so the people, we think that this people of Jannah, they will be reading Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. What fun will be there? We think that there is fun in all other things. But the person who has found Allah, and when he says Subhanallah, in this world the enjoyment he gets, nobody, all the other haram enjoyments which look like enjoyments, they also are absolutely nothing to that person. As long as he can be saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, he recognizes Allah, what enjoyment doesn't he get? So by reading this tasbih in Jannah, what enjoyment those people will get, we cannot imagine here with all the wrong things that we are talking, wrong things that we are seeing, the wrong things that we are hearing all the time. We cannot imagine this pure name of Allah, how pure it is. May Allah give us our purity and to understand that great pure being Allah Ta'ala, and to be in connection with Him all the time with our tasbih, takbir, tahmid, alhamdulillah, etc. May Allah bless us with this lifestyle while we are in this world. وآخر دعوانا.